You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Earlier this summer, a Kalkaska company spread industrial waste on roads in Benzie County. The toxic contaminants were mixed with brine from oil and gas wells. The brine is typically used to keep down dust on gravel roads. The pollutants tested way above what's allowed for human contact, and as IPR's Bob Allen reports, some residents think the Department of Environmental Quality is treating the oil and gas industry with kid gloves.
If Brian Black hadn't been out tending his garden one morning in early June, it's likely nobody would even know about the toxic chemicals spread on nearby roads. Black saw a tanker truck go by and then pull off the highway and onto a dirt road just down from where he lives. When he later saw the same truck go by again, he hopped in his pickup and followed it. Black had worked in refineries in Houston and Galveston, so he knew the stuff soaking into Douglas Road wasn't just salty water or brine. He says the odor made his nose burn.
It smells like a combination of insecticides, gasoline, diesel oil, and sulfur.
Black says after he and his wife checked another nearby road, they both had dull headaches for the rest of the evening. They reported the incident to the Benzie County Road Commission, which just happened to have a sample taken from the contaminated load. It contained several chemicals far exceeding levels for direct human contact, including benzene, a known carcinogen. Chris Grobel is an independent environmental investigator who used to track hazardous spills for the state.
Anybody coming in contact with it with bare feet, with their hands, breathing, inhaling dust, riding bicycles, children playing in these areas, all would be of great concern.
Nobody is saying there was direct human contact in this instance. The DEQ sent out people to take a look a few days later, but a rainstorm had washed away any visible sign of oil and the odor was gone. Rick Henderson, field supervisor for the DEQ's oil and gas section, says the brine came from storage tanks in northern Manistee County. Apparently, contaminants somehow got into one of the tanks. Henderson paints the incident as a slip-up.
For the most part, I think we do a good job at regulating this practice, and especially since everything is tested ahead of time, this is a pretty isolated incident.
The tanks are owned by Team Services, which is supposed to test brine from each well before spreading it on roads. The DEQ told the company to explain what happened and how it would fix the problems. Team Services didn't respond to requests for comment for this story. No matter what happened, Chris Grobel thinks the truck drivers ought to have been able to tell by the smell that something wasn't right. As a former regulator, he doesn't see this as a fluke, and he says the DEQ relies too much on the industry to monitor itself. He thinks these incidents will continue to happen despite much touted regulations.
Ironically, we've got regulations that allow for this kind of thing to occur. And unfortunately, the state, in my assessment, is often, asleep at the wheel.
Sprinklers are watering Brian Black's half-acre garden just off the Lake Ann Highway. He trucks his produce to nearby farmers' markets several times a week. And he recognizes that by speaking out about toxic chemicals spread on roads near his place, he may be undercutting his own business.
Well, I think it's more important for us to get the word out and to get resolution to this so this doesn't happen again.
And his worries go deeper than for his vegetables. He and his wife want to know if the toxic stuff will end up in their drinking water. And they want the company that spread the brine to pay for testing their well.
Carcinogens don't go away. They stay and they build over a period of time. So you're looking at children and grandchildren decades down the road that could be affected this with cancers, cysts, things like that.
Again, there's been no testing of groundwater yet to see if it contains the industrial chemicals. John Nusky thinks the chances are pretty slim that contaminants will reach his water well. He's a neighbor of Brian Black's, and he also happens to be chair of the Benzie County Road Commission. He says that on these rural dirt roads, most people don't have central air conditioning and keep their windows open in the summertime, so it doesn't take long for road dust to cover everything in the house. And he's heard from as many people who are pleased with the road brine as from those who are upset about it.
Now, it shows you where people's priorities are. It's okay to drink some poison if you don't know you're drinking it, but they don't want to breathe dust particles.
Nusky says if there's a better alternative to oil and gas brine for treating dusty roads, he'd be all for it. For IPR News, I'm Bob Allen.